why should I suppose we were never really meant to be close to each other? And hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again. Good afternoon and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf, and welcome also to the month of February. Shortest month of the year, fortunately, because it's the depth of winter, although of course this year it's going to be a day longer because it is a leap year. Well, given that we are, in fact, in the depths of winter, I thought I'd do a show that was entirely winter-themed. So we'll kick off with the late Canadian trombonist, pianist, and bandleader Hugh Fraser and his 2005 album Hugh Fraser's Bonehenge. From that album, here's Hugh with Winter's Here. We'll be right back. American jazz vocalist Gretchen Parlato with Winter Wind from 2012. Before that, we heard Canadian Hugh Fraser from his Hugh Fraser's Bonehenge album, and the track there was called Winter's Here. So winter's definitely here, and we've just heard about the winter wind, but we're into February, and it is now possible to see the end of winter coming, hopefully in a few weeks. Apparently the American Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow, so an early spring is predicted. Let's hope so. Let's go to another 2012 album, and that's from the Nashville-based guitar educator and bandleader Greg Snyder and his trio, from an album called In the State of Nature. Here is Winter's End. from Nashville, that is the Greg Snyder Trio and Winter's End. February, of course, is Black History Month, and I was looking for something from Afro-Canadian or Afro-American jazz that had a winter connection, and I came up with an interesting track from 1974 from the late poet, singer, and composer, and activist Gil Scott Heron. This is from an album that he did in, again, 1974, in collaboration with his frequent keyboard collaborator and songwriter Brian Jackson. It is an album entitled Winter in America, which has several tracks on it, and there is a single version of the Winter in America track that I think was released separately. And we're going to give that a listen now, after which we will take our usual halftime break and be back with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9.
From the town to the nation, we'd like to do a song for you about the larger picture. There's only one season lately. There used to be an agreement between the seasons that they would all come and stay for 3 months and then go to wherever seasons go when they're not where we are. Lately there has been no spring, no summer, and no fall. Politically and philosophically and psychologically, there has only been the season of ice. It is a season of frozen dreams and frozen nightmares, a scene of frozen progress and frozen ideas. Frozen aspirations and inspirations. They call the season winter. We call the song Winter in America. Welcome to pilgrims into the buffalo that once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Yes, been looking for the rain. Just like the city that stagger on the coastline, living in a nation that just can't take much more. Like the forest they buried beneath the highway, I never had a chance to grow. We never had a chance to grow. And now it's the winter. Seems like winter in America. It's time when all of the healers done been killed or been betrayed. Say, people know it's something wrong with everybody. All of the winter. Brother, save your soul. Lord knows it's winter in America. The Constitution, another piece of paper, and with free society, we'll restore the world to die, man. And now democracy is ragtime. Unemployed, hoping to rain. Yes, it's been a hoping for some rain, but it just don't look like rain. Winston fancies her. You watch it last, it's racist, marching across the floor. And like peace has it built it in our dreams and never had a chance to go home. Well, it never had a chance to go home. If somebody won't know, tell them it's a winter. It's cold, it's like a winter in America. Yes, time for all of the girls, people who can help us done better. Kill them, I've been betrayed. Say, people doing something wrong. Yes, it feels like winter in America. The truth is there ain't nobody fighting because, but nobody knows what to say. Sisters save the babies. Yes, winter in America. City we come from, you know the country that we come from and the season. Now we would like to talk about our music. People say to me, Gil, we cannot find your records. I say, go to your record store, go down to the left, take a turn, go to the right, look on the bottom shelf. You will find a box called Miscellaneous. We are miscellaneous. We did not mean to be miscellaneous. Somehow it happened. Otherwise, you go in the record store, you go to the right, you go down to the back, you look in a box called Jazz, J-A-Z-Z. I said, this is very good, we are jazz. Then I looked up jazz in the dictionary, and it means miscellaneous. We were not happy. We decided to bring the music to you, to let you decide. What kind of music do we play? The question is called, is that jazz?
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Did you know that every neighborhood is at risk of basement flooding, even if it's never happened before? Utilities Kingston offers 18 flood facts to help protect your home and reduce the chance of sewer backups in your neighborhood. Learn more at utilitieskingston.com/floodfacts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And today's program is devoted to our current season of winter, which we are pretty much right at the midpoint of here in early February. Before the break, we heard from the late Afro-American poet Gil Scott-Heron from his album Winter in America. Let's have some Canadian content right now and a track about skating. In fact, next three tracks are going to be about skating, which is a lovely thing to do when there is actually ice to skate on, which has admittedly been in a little bit of short supply this somewhat mild El Nino winter so far. But skating we hope there will be. And let's give a listen first off to Ottawa-based Megan Jerome and her trio. This is from her second of the five albums that Megan has produced, an album entitled This Uneven Pace, and the track is, of course, called Skating. That was Ottawa-based Megan Jerome and Skating. Let's have another song with exactly the same title. This one will sound a little more familiar since we've just come through Christmas and most people will have watched Charlie Grip Brown Christmas. If you happen to be a fan of Vince Guaraldi's music, you will have watched it because that 1965 animated special was a huge breakout for Vince Guaraldi and his group. Some of Vince's compositions for that famous cartoon have been covered by other artists, and we're going to hear a cover version which is somewhat similar to the Guaraldi version, and you'll recognize some of the riffs, particularly on the piano side, that are very redolent of the original Guaraldi version, but it's quite different in some other respects. And the artist here is the Eric Bird Trio. And the Eric Bird Trio is based in Maryland, and it consists of Eric Bird on piano and vocals, accompanied by Alfonso Young Jr. on drums and Bhagwan Khalsa on bass. So let's give a listen to their version of Vince Guaraldi's Skating from Charlie Brown Christmas. Thank you. Eric Bird Trio from Maryland, and skating their version of Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas composition from the mid-60s. I've got one more song that has a skating theme for you, and for this we will go to the late great Canadian guitarist Ed Bickert and his trio from an album that I featured several tracks from on this program over the last year and a bit. It's an album called Out of the Past, and it's so called because it's based on a studio session that Ed had with his trio quite some ways back that wasn't actually released until quite recently. So from the Out of the Past album, here's the Ed Bickert Trio and Skating in Central Park.
Thank you.
at Bickert and his trio with Skating in Central Park. Let's go to the West Coast now, and the BC-based pianist and composer Amanda Tosoff, a frequent peer on this show in the last 2 or 3 years' time. I have to admit, she's one of my favorite among the younger generation of Canadian pianists, both for her solo work and her work with other artists, such as bassist Jody Prosnick, and ensembles such as the Ostara project that she and Judy Prosnick put together last year. Anyway, we're going to go back to an album that Amanda produced called Words, and from it here is a song or track that should really have been probably played at the beginning of today's episode, given its title, which is The First Day of Winter.
Snow says, let me cover you.
That was The First Day of Winter from BC-based pianist and composer Amanda Tozov from her 2016 album Words, in addition to Amanda on piano. The vocals were by Felicity Williams, and we also heard John Maharaj on bass, Alex Goodman on guitar, Morgan Childs on drums, Rebecca Wolfstein on violin, and Amy Lang on cello. So, we got time for one more track, and I'm going to play something non-jazzy. It's less than a year since we lost the great Gordon Lightfoot from the pantheon of Canadian folk and popular music stars, and I couldn't let a show devoted to winter go by without playing a classic by Gord himself. And that is his Song for a Winter's Night. So let's give that a listen to close out today's winter-themed Dark Classes.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you'll only too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh,
Gordon Lightfoot and Song for a Winter's Night. That'll be it for today's fifth episode of Dark Glasses here on CFRC.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still called Pollen. Pollen is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production works together that bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals, paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess, create a vibrant musical collaboration. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Pollen by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.